Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting seventh. The DH, Don Money. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Charlie Moore. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bob McClure. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The shortstop, UL Washington. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fifth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Willie Akins. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Jerry Martin. Batting ninth. The catcher, John Wathan. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Larry Gura. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Molitor. The throw from Wathan and he is safe. Molitor steals second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wilson who is chasing the ball. Yount reaches third base with a triple. Molitor scores. It's 1-0, Brewers. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Yount scores. One out. It's 2-0, Brewers. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gura fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas takes first base on ball four. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is hit by the pitch. Thomas moves to second. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Washington fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moore. Brett reaches second base with a double. Washington goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1 Brewers. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis takes first base on ball four. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brett moves to third. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvie. White reaches second base with a double. Brett scores. Otis moves to third. It's Brewers, 2, Royals, 2. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McClure fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Royals 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a fly ball into right field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Akins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gantner for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is bouncing around. Ogilvie is chasing the ball. Martin rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park home run. It's 3-2, Royals. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Washington takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper fields the ball and throws to McClure covering. Safe. Washington moves to second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Otis hits a line drive into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Brewers 2. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. White strikes out. One out. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0-for-1 in the game. Akins strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Martin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McRae moves to third. John Wei then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wei then is 0 for 1 in the game. Wei then hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Ogilvie takes first base on ball 4. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 1 in the game. Money hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Brewers 2. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Otis hits a line drive towards short. Yount reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gantner hits a fly ball into right field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Molitor. The throw from Wei then and he is safe. Molitor steals second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Molitor moves to third. Yount moves to second. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Brewers 2. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McRae is called out on strikes. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. White hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0 for 2 in the game. Akins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, he's been hit by a pitch. Ogilvie hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Martin, who is chasing the ball. Ogilvie reaches third base with a triple. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 2 in the game. Money hits a fly ball towards center. Otis catches it and throws to home to double up Ogilvie. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Brewers 2. The Royals will come to bat. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McClure fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0 for 2 in the game. Way then hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 3 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvie. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Way then goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Royals. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Simmons and he is safe. Wilson steals third. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McClure fields it and has Wilson trapped. McClure throws to third, and Molitor tags Wilson for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gura fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 2 in the game. Gantner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Molitor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gantner moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers 2. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Slayton now pitching. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Otis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McRae takes first base on ball 4. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. White is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0-for-3 in the game. Akins takes first base on ball 4. McRae moves to second. Joe Simpson pinch runs for Willie Akins. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McRae scores. Simpson moves to third. It's 5-2, Royals. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Way then hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Joe Simpson now playing first base. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-3 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Ogilvie is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-3 in the game. Money hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Brewers 2. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wilson is called out on strikes. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Dan Quisenberry now pitching. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-3 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Molitor strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 5, and Milwaukee Brewers, 2. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.